Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever it is. I hope you are enjoying your morning, afternoon, or evening. This is Robert Golden, Life Transform, and this is Coffee and Christ, my weekly share of the daily practice that has literally transformed my life. And I'm telling you what, I can't imagine not experiencing life with the word in tow, with Jesus by my side now. Having lived most of my life without that, I've got something to compare it to. I've got a story to tell. And I'm just telling you, the difference is so stark, and it's so amazing, and it's so life-giving, and it's so compassionate, and it just opens up this world in a way that I could never imagine it. So I am going to be reaching out to anybody out there who has a passion and wants to be a part of something bigger than what they are. Calling on all leaders, and we're all leaders, but if you are a leader who is fed up, ready to surrender everything for the kingdom, to do kingdom work, to help reach people for the kingdom, and this isn't a church, this is a community, and we are looking for 7 more leaders. And I am bold. I continue to tell you, and will continue to tell you, that this is a passion for the rest of my life. And we've already got 5 others who are passionate about this for the rest of their lives. So if this is attractive to you, it's time for you to take a step. It is time, because there are only 7 spots left. All right, so that's my disclaimer. That's my little plea going into the podcast. Let's jump right in. Hold on 1 second. There we go. I said this is not rehearsed. If you haven't been exposed to the podcast, it's not rehearsed. I'm going to stop and take notes. Something comes to me, I'm going to react to it. All right, here we go. Verse of the day is 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. You guys, this is how this works. What did I just get through saying to start the podcast? This supports it 100%. Surrender. His divine power gives us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him. Stay in the Word every day. This is it. And He called us by His own glory and goodness. He's calling us. He's calling you. He's calling me. Let's create this community. Oh my, this is amazing. Just have to take a note. Just talked about this to start the podcast. And my music in the background, what are we waiting for King and Country? Again, what are we waiting for? 2 Peter 1:3, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him. This is the bomb. All right, follow me on Instagram. You're probably going to be something. You're going to see something from me on this today. Probably a video is what I'm thinking. With what are we waiting for? King and Country. Right there, right? All right, this is how this works. This is how God works. Our amazing God works this way. Oh, now I can't wait to get into the devotion for this morning. Let's take a look. Right. The resurrection and the life is the title. Pray, Father, show me the parts of me that are not surrendered to you. Draw me deeper into right relationship with you. Convict me of the sins that I need to let go of. Empower to live as your servant. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? This is from John 11, 25 and 26. Consider, Jesus spoke these words to Martha shortly before raising her brother Lazarus from the dead. These words operate on so many different layers. First, Jesus was just about to literally resurrect Lazarus and bring him back to life. Second, Jesus would soon be crucified and buried in the ground. On a third day, his own resurrection would take place as he walked out of his own grave. And thirdly, we know that anyone who chooses to have faith in Jesus would gain eternal life and never truly die. Martha, not having seen any of this take place yet, still responds to Jesus' words by saying, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Woo! Isn't that good? Do you believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? This is a question in the devotional. Absolutely. I do, without a shadow of a doubt, without any doubt. And of course, the next question is, do you ever doubt that? Nope, never do. How about you? Do you believe Jesus is the resurrection and the life? And do you ever doubt that? Are there ever any circumstances in your life where you're like, oh God, Jesus, where are you? Why aren't you helping me with this or with that or with the other? That's the question that I think they're asking here, right? If so, don't beat yourself up. Bring those doubts to Jesus. He's big enough to handle them. You know, that is so good, because I have been on this journey lately to, you know, somewhere in the Bible it says you have to capture every thought, hold it captive, and give it to Jesus. And that's what I've been doing. Anytime a thought comes into my mind that's not in line with God is love, I won't go too deep into that, but I capture that thought instead of ruminating on it for one additional second. If it's a thought that either I know or I feel or I sense, hey, I don't need to be thinking this thought, I capture it, and I picture Jesus with just these hands outreached in a cup shape, holding out his hand, saying, okay, give it to me. I got it. Give it to me. I got it. It's beautiful. All right. How should this promise of Jesus change the way you live on a daily basis? Well, it is total surrender. It's not trusting anything in this world. And for me, it's valuing me too, right? Valuing you, it's valuing yourself to the point that you know that God sacrificed his son for Jesus and everything Jesus has done for you so that you may go out and make disciples to continue doing the work that he came here to do. That's what we're called to do. So no more pity parties. No more worried about yourself. No more going back and, you know, looking at your past and trying to figure out, you know, your wounds and all this. I think that is the enemy speaking right there. The enemy wants you to wallow and get distracted in your past while the present is just tick, 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 ticking away. Ticking away, ticking away, ticking away. So It's time to go. All right. What do we have to be afraid of when not even death can hold us? Yes, this is my point. So true. What would help you actually live like you believed these truths? I don't need anything else to believe these truths. But I'm speaking that out into whoever's listening to the pod this morning. Make this a litmus test for you and see where you are with these questions and answer them honestly. And then get in touch with me if you want to be around people who may be a little bit further down the road than you. Or maybe you're right there with me and you're like, hey, let's go. I want to be a leader too. I want to help lead this community. Then let me know that as well. All right. Now this is where, next in this particular devotion, they have you do some quiet time. But I think I have just gotten so much out of this. I'll do some quiet time with it later. But this has been really, really good. Let's dig into another plan here since we have a few more minutes. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe I'm going to read. I think I'm just going to read from, those of you all may know, or I should say, that was bad English. Some of you may know I'm reading the Bible from the beginning to the end for the first time in my life. And right now I am at an Airbnb and they've got one of those motion lights. Apparently I didn't motion enough. So the light went off in the area where I'm doing this. And it's kind of annoying. I guess there may be a way to turn this on permanently. I don't know. I just saw it blink over there. It's all right. All right, let's go. So I'm going to go to, let's see. Did I read this yet? Where did people say? Okay, let's go to 16, Matthew 16. And we're going to start off in verse 17 when Peter declares that Jesus is the Messiah. Okay? When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea, Philippi, he asked his disciple, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." "Well, what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Now listen, this is right in line with the other two things that we've talked about this morning, isn't it? You know, you've got to believe in the resurrection, believe in who Jesus is, what he came to do. Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven." See, now look at that. This was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, humans, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on the earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. So Peter was giving this rock. He said he's going to build his church. And you all know church is the people. It's not a building. It's not a place. It's not a religion. It's Jesus. That's what he's telling Peter. Okay, you are the foundation. Go out and build my church. Do what I'm doing right now. Go out and do this. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth will be lost in heaven. Now that's interesting. I had to think about that one a little bit. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So what I'm getting from that is, whatever you attach yourself to on earth, you're going to be able to keep that in heaven. And whatever you discard or bind yourself to on earth, whatever you lose here on earth, so that's your sin. You lose it in heaven. Isn't that beautiful? So that's what we're called to do, is to turn away from sin. And really, it's not even turning away from sin. It's going to love. Now that I say that out loud, that's what we're supposed to do, is go to love, not turn away from sin. That's Satan. He wants to tempt you into sin. We're better than that. Turn to love. You always want to be going to something. Maxwell taught me that. You always want to be going to something, not running away from something. So no longer will you ever hear me say, turn from sin. No, it's I'm running to God. I'm running to love. I'm running to Jesus. In every instance, whenever things aren't going your way or you feel tempted or whatever, just run to Jesus. Go to his arms, his loving arms, his open arms that I talked about earlier in the podcast. Any thoughts you have, take them captive. Look at them and give them to Jesus. Even the good stuff, give them to Jesus. Be just led by the Holy Spirit that he sent us when he ascended back into heaven after being resurrected. That's what we're called to do. Oh, powerful stuff. I'm fired up. That's what happens when you get in the Word. All right, you guys, we're going to wrap it up for today. This has been Robert Bolden, Life Transformed. Remember, if you're listening to this podcast and you are inspired to take a step of surrender and dedicate your life moving forward, let's go. Let's do it. We're ready for you over at Life Transform. We've got some other leaders who are ready for you too. Check me out next week on podcast on Monday. Another podcast back here on Friday. We're on social media. Anybody in our community, reach out to them. We'd love to hear from you. Check the show notes. You can find out how to get involved with Life Transformed. And until the next time, have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening.